segment.
Fastest hour in radio.
Outside the pizza box. And 844-967-2789 if you want to chime in. But yeah, I say it's already been decided because, we now found out that it's melting faster. These are like polar regions with the ice and stuff, guys. Polar bears, you know, penguins, walruses, all that stuff. 4 times faster than initially thought. And if you haven't noticed, you're either on fire in some places or you're getting flooded. And all these record hot temperatures, never been seen before. Oh, come on, it happened again, you know, ask the dinosaurs. Before the volcanoes went off. I mean, what's it going to take for people to understand? They're saying, how many thousand-year events can you have in the same season across the planet? And by season, I mean year. It's like we get more of them every year. You know, oh, it's a thousand-year event. Oh, yeah, we're waiting for that one to happen in California. And I don't mean the earthquake, but they're set up for, like, floods, you guys, with all that erosion from fires and then heavy rains washing away stuff. And you don't understand, do you? Okay, so, like, they may, it's 25% of the world's food supply right there, man. And it's all going to be down in the valley. Yeah, where all the food grows. It's just one catastrophe away from that happening. One big rain event that we've seen happening where, oh, yeah, it was only 8 inches in, like, 45 minutes. I mean, you could almost drown just from getting hit by that. Forget. Oh, it breaks my heart. And watching all the animals and what's happening to them and insects and plants. And I guess if you're not really part of the earth, if you don't really coexist, then why are you here? Why don't you just leave for the rest of us, man? I mean, drought, floods, fires. These are like droughts that just won't end. Oh, I've never seen nothing like this before. Well, you didn't know it was coming either, right? And for most people that are living in the regions where they're already adversely affected, and I mean, Puerto Rico's shores going in, parts of California's shores eroding away, everywhere, man, we've destroyed this beautiful place that we had. We've ruined it. It's all because everybody wants more. But listen to this, you know, fire, floods, drought, disease. Oh, yeah, we got monkeypox going. We got COVID rocking the world. We got stuff that hasn't been identified. Some kid that was helping victims in the flood down in Kentucky, teenager, became ill. They don't know what it came from. It wasn't COVID. Polio. Polio in New York City. Yeah, some people can carry it without, you know, but then they spread it. You know, it doesn't affect them, but it'll affect people that aren't vaccinated. And we already know that we've rejected science. We're getting dumber. We're eating more TV dinners with MSG. And I mean, I bought some like canned beans and they're just awful, man. They're like woody and at least I got tomatoes. You got anything you want to talk about? I mean, you know, but you know, hey, let's do that again. Fire, floods, drought, disease, you know, famine, war. The end. That's where I'm at with all this. I was really good in math in like, you know, third and fourth grade. And then I, you know, once I knew how to count nickels, I pretty much didn't need
it. Is that what you do? Nickel slots? Is that
Hell yeah.
Is that your jam?
I see a nickel. I'm like, wow, that's a nightcrawler. I'm picking that up. At least it doesn't wiggle when I put it in my pocket. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I think it's about time for, you know.
Yes, Jeff's Guitar Clinic. Yeah, Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Stoughton. It's got everything that your guitar needs if it's ill. And even if it isn't ill, just wants to get a little shined up and celebrate, right? I think he's got hand-built guitars at reasonable prices. He gives lessons. What else did I say? Oh, yeah, there's gift certificates because music's good all year round. And then there's a studio that we still haven't used. And we better because it's already been decided, dude. So we better let more and more people know what's been decided just in case we can stop this insanity. But after this week, I don't know, man. I
don't know. I'm feeling a little more encouraged.
I don't know, man. It kind of looks like a split where maybe, I don't know, 30% of the electorate, let's say, is with Trump. And then there's like 30-some percent that isn't. Then there's the 30% dumbasses that would be willing to go that way or would fight against progressive policies. You guys in the middle, you know what? I can't do it, but I want to say it. Right? You know what I want to say, right? Yes, F you guys. That's right. Yeah.
Don't say that.
I don't. Those are the people that only care about themselves. The ones that other 30-some percent. I hate to say it, but yeah, when you don't know you're stupid, it's pretty dangerous. Extremely.
So it's interesting, right? Because there's no platform. There's no solutions to problems. We have actual policies. There's government's horrible.
What do you
mean,
man? It's just like WWF. It's awesome. That's why I hated that show. I knew it was just like soldering people's brains.
Isn't that right, though? It's just hate everything. And so vote for us because we hate it too.
Vote for Whitey.
That's the whole platform.
Vote
right?
for Whitey. That's but too much of that.
The reason I say that I'm feeling a little better about the situation is it's getting so extreme that there are those people you talk about, the moderates, the people that don't are afraid of change. It's getting a little too crazy for them, a little too far off for them.
I ain't afraid of change. You need some? I got like
I know.
42 cents.
You've got a couple of nickels in there. But the thing is, you get some more of those people are saying, this is not, I'm not okay with this. I'm stepping back from it. So I understand the primaries, you can win a primary. But when it comes to a general election, I mean, I think enough rational people are going to say no to the crazy stuff.
See, I'm like, you know, instead of like stepping back, I'm like step off and step forward and do something before we get to elections, which is to, publicly humiliate these clowns and pound them back onto their rocks, because it's not that hard to do, okay? When you embarrass the bully... because that's all they are. When they don't have anything in terms of policy and all they are is rhetoric and it's a hateful rhetoric. Oh, evangelicals are voting for that. Yeah, my goodness. I haven't been to a church service in I don't know how long. Okay, and I am not confessing. I'm praising myself for that. When I drive by a church that says, you know, God is the author of freedom, and the other side is God bless the USA, and it just reminds me of that movie. What was it, Bob Roberts? God bless America and no place else. That's what's wrong with America.
We'd be better off listening to Bob Ross than Bob Roberts.
Well, that was the name of the movie, Bob Roberts or whatever.
I'm just saying, the happy little trees might be better.
Played by a progressive was the candidate that ended up beating the incumbent Republican, whatever, vice president. It's like all these movies I've seen, and it's really happening right now. What are we going to do? Nothing, just like everything else. I've been watching nothing for too long, and I don't blame people, really. I don't, right? You know, it'd be cool to be able to hang with your families after, you know. I get it, man. But if you're going to do it for your grandchildren, I mean, you're going to have to start pretty soon, man. And I'm talking next week. We'll be back. 92.7 FM, 1580 AM, Devil Radio in Madison. And also 540 AM, 101 FM, WAUK, The Shaw in Waukesha. Ka-ka! Yeah, we'll be back next week.